Pure Imagination. Written by Dominic Beasley. And read by Kieran Sword. I'm not going to lie. The kid looked disappointed when he saw his new imaginary friend. Mind you, I wasn't too happy either. I didn't want to be there. I'd completed my last assignment, said goodbye to my human, who wasn't too fussed about me leaving. I don't think he even noticed. And headed back to the world of imagination, fully expecting to have a long holiday lounging on a beach somewhere. Fate had other ideas. And when I say fate, I mean my boss, Sunshine Sparkleberg. She looks like a tiny fluffy kitten, but don't let appearances fool you. Sparkleberg is the meanest, angriest imaginary friend I've ever met. She's even worse than me. I'd been sent to her office as soon as I got back to headquarters, and I'd skipped in, planning to say my goodbyes, before I went to pack my bags. Instead, she'd scowled at me and handed me a folder. There was a photo stapled to the front of a pale, sickly-looking boy. It looked like the photo had been taken in the middle of a sneeze. Below the picture were the words, "Reginald, Reggie, Walsh." "What's this?" I'd asked blankly, waving the folder at Sparkleberg. She'd just smirked and leaned back in her tiny chair. "Your new kid," she'd replied eventually, once I'd stopped flapping the folder around. "Are you kidding me?" I yelled. "I've only just got here. Do you know how long I was gone? There's no way I'm..." Sparkleberg had interrupted me with a cough. "You'd better read that quickly. You're scheduled to meet the boy in about..." She'd paused to glance at the clock. "Oh, about 5 minutes. "I'm not meeting Robbie, Reggie, whatever. You can't make me." "I think you'll find I can. I'm your boss. You have to do what I say." "Whatever." With that, I turned and ran. I didn't have to turn around to know that Sparkleberg was rolling her eyes. Still holding the folder in one hand, I started sprinting down the corridor. I wasn't running anywhere in particular. I just wanted to get as far away as possible before they managed to send me back to the real world. I'd made it down to the ground floor and was running towards the exit when a pair of, well, I don't know what they were exactly, but they looked like scaly gorillas. Anyway, they appeared at the far end of the corridor and started galloping towards me. I'm not ashamed to say I let out a high-pitched scream, and I spun round to find Sparkleberg hovering there, scowling at me. Looking back on it, I probably shouldn't have wasted my 5 minutes running around. I opened my mouth to say something witty, but Sparkleberg clicked her fingers. Don't ask me how, she doesn't even have fingers. And a door appeared next to me, in a cloud of pink, marshmallow-scented smoke. One of the gorillas reached for me, but I ducked out of the way and darted through the door. There was nowhere else to go.